Giving you a second helping. Second helping. In bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy podcast.
The shindig we're having on Saturday is turning into quite the party, I guess.
Is it?
I think we have like 30 people confirmed now.
Oh my goodness.
So
it's more than a party.
Yeah.
It's become a big, huge social gathering.
That's great. So we've been asking the odd person to bring something along. We need salads and we need dessert, and that should take care of it.
Okay.
And we mentioned it to one friend, and she said, well, I'll combine it and I'll make an ambrosia salad.
Ew.
Which is pretty much what I said. I told the girlfriend, like, we can't be friends with her anymore.
No.
But some people, it's like fruitcake, right?
Some people
love that.
Love it.
Where are these people, though? I don't have a single friend that likes this until I just found out that secretly my friends are into ambrosia.
I think that's what it is. It's a secret love for ambrosia.
Behind closed doors.
Somebody asks you if you like it, you go, oh, no, it's disgusting.
You see a friend with marshmallows, you ask questions.
Yeah.
You find out what's going on there.
Marshmallows should not be in any type of salad
but
at all.
Beggars can't be choosers either.
Well, that is true.
If she wants to go to that effort.
You just say, thank you very much.
Oh, I love it. Ambrosia salad. Here's your mission.
Right.
You don't have to bring a thing. You can have as many bevvies as you want. I'll pay for your cab ride home. You're the person that accidentally knocks something off the table. Every circle food is delicious. Think about it. Donuts.
Donuts are delicious.
Cookies.
Yes.
Pancakes. McMuffins. Everything in a McMuffin is circular.
Yes, it is.
The sausage round.
Yes.
The buns. Wagon wheels. Breton crackers. Pep chocolate bars.
Oh.
That big minty circle.
Yes.
Smiley fries.
Oh, I love smiley fries.
It might be the perfect food. I challenge you to name me one food that's a circle that is not beloved by all.
I would say Brussels sprouts, but I don't know if you'd count
that.
It's not a circle. It's more circular.
That's a sphere.
I'd say Eggos.
Eggos are delicious.
Yes, they are.
Well, a radio high five to you then.
But all right.
You can't think of a circle that's gross?
Not really, no.
I bet you if you spent all day thinking about it, it wouldn't come to you.
No.
What do you think of blue cheese?
Oh, I love blue cheese.
Yeah, same here.
There are some people who don't like it, but for the most part, it's a pretty darn good food. It's a pretty darn good food. It's a vegetable in my group.
Have you had your fruits and vegetables today?
Apparently not. The girlfriend texted in with a circle that doesn't taste good.
And what is that?
She said a can of dog food. I don't know what she's been eating, but I need to take that girl out more often.
I've never tasted dog food,
well, not,
so I don't know if it's bad or not.
It's not human food, it's dog food.
Yeah.
I'm such a bad boyfriend. Hey, what do you want tonight, honey?
Oh, let's have a little bit of dog food.
You feel like Alpo? The other day, we're just chilling, and this commercial comes on.
Are you ready to be worshipped? Are you ready to be exalted?
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie trailer for Magic Mike XXL. And it just so happened I wasn't watching the screen. I looked over to see, once the dance music kicked in, the girlfriend's on the couch sitting, but her hands are up in the air and she's chair dancing. I watch her for this whole commercial and she realizes I'm in the room and looks over at me and she goes, oh, I'm only interested in the movie for the story. To which I responded with, and she keeps going, I just need the dance tips so I can dance for you. To which I responded, and she's backpedaling. The shovel is in the ground. The hole is starting to be dug. She says, get this, Channing Tatum.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.
Happy birthday to the High Level Bridge. It's 106 years old today. It was on this day.
Happy birthday to you.
In June 22nd, 1909, that the last steel was placed and the bridge spanned the river.
Wow.
You think back then, I mean, they didn't have all the technological advances that we have today. And it was pretty much, you know, just people power that built that bridge. And
they didn't even have duct tape back then.
No, they probably didn't.
I don't even know how that thing's standing. No super glue.
No. And do you think that we could build it as good today as they did back then?
How will the bridge celebrate its 106th?
Maybe to let a couple trains pass by.
Yeah. It's napping before noon. Yeah. No, you know that.
You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented it and packaged it and slapped it on a plastic lunchbox, and now you're selling.
Independence Day.
No.
No?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, the river.
Is that Flubber?
It's not Flubber, nope.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Good guess, though.
Did Flubber make $1 billion?
Flubber made $17 billion and still rakes in $20 million per day. Yellow the river.
Yellow. I know the movie.
Okay.
It's the original Jurassic Park.
There you go. She wrote a letter fast. Told them to kiss her. She made apple pay. Ooh, ooh. She made apple pay. Ooh, ooh. And the streamer's gonna stream, 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 stream. The downloader's gonna scream, 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 scream. When you face Taylor's team, 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 you gotta pay her off, pay her off.
Elvis Costello tweeted and said, good for you, Gene Simmons of Kiss. Good for you, one of the members of the group Fun, said, yeah, way to stand up for the young artists because they're the ones who would lose out the most.
A lot of these influential lists that you see, you laugh at them like, oh, what kind of influence do they have? If Taylor said we should all start driving on the left-hand side of the road, there would at least be some kind of vote on it. The girl's got power. Something else Taylor-based. Did you know that Taylor Swift was named after James Taylor?
I love Taylor and I admire her, but I also deeply admire her mom and dad, and that was very flattering. You bet. It could have knocked me over with a feather when she told me that.
What a nice thing.
No kidding. I guess it kind of dictates your future when you're named after. That's why little Wayne Gretzky Schaefer is going to be dueling around here. Some poor girl. And while we're on Taylor and sound clips, why not this? I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Trouble, trouble. Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.